Okay, so we're going to start now, our first sort of not overview topic, but now getting into topics in Kachim. We're going to start with a topic that both Zvachim and Menachot start with. Zvachim and Menachot both start the exact same way. The first Mishnayot are almost identical. You can open a Zvachim and Menachot if you don't believe me, but I have given you the first Mishnah in both Zvachim and Menachot. Zvachim start, and that's with the topic of Lishma. So the first Mishnah Zvachim tells you, "Call Zvachim shenizbechu shelo lishman ksheirim." Any karban which is brought not for the right reason, which again we're going to have to define, but for lishma, is kosher. Elosh lo'alul b'ayim shem cholba. Right, but this is the weird category I told you about, that in karbanot you can have karbanot that are valid in the sense that you continue bringing them, they count as a karban, you're allowed to finish all the avodot and all that, but if a person was obligated to bring that karban, it doesn't count for them, they have to bring another one, lo'alul b'ayim shem chova. And as we noted, there are certain karbanot, however, that are so wrapped up in their... Now, we already mentioned this last week, right, that this only makes sense for karbanot that have a dual identity. Right, one is they are a karban, and B, they're accomplishing some purpose, but their identity isn't wrapped up in their purpose, such that if they don't accomplish their purpose, they're meaningless. Karbanot, which are wrapped up in their purpose, you could look in the next words, but there are two types of karbanot that are wrapped up in their purpose, and they are chatas and pesach, because chatas is wrapped up in being a mechaper in a specific sin, and pesach is wrapped up in being la'achila. Remember I told you both of these things would come up again? They come up right now in the first Mishnah in Zvachim, because they come for a purpose. If they can't accomplish that purpose, it's not, right, meaning you can't eat it, or it isn't mechaper, then it's meaningless. It's not just not yotze, it's not meaningful. HaPesach bizmano v'chatas b'chol zman. Now this is true of a Pesach only bizman, because there's a special halacha by Pesach that is brought shelo bizmano, it turns into a shlamim. Pesach shelo bizmano shlamim hu. Right, which is something we'll probably deal with closer to Pesach. Right, this is one of those things that, you know how like Pesach time, people start rehashing the same shiurim over and over again, right? Because like the few weeks before Pesach, you want to start giving Pesach shiurim, so everyone gives them chametz and matzah and maror and afikomen and whatever, right? Once you start learning kachim, right? It might be there's another like 5 million shiurim you can give on carbon Pesach, right? You have the whole middle five prakim of Pesachim. So in anticipation of Pesach, we will do some Pesach shiurim, but it'll be carbon Pesach, which is fun times. Just like with Yom Kippur, right? You don't just have to talk about Tshuva Yom Kippur if you realize that 7/8 of Mesechus Yoma are about Avodas Yom Kippurim. And Chatos Bechol Zman, Rabbi Elazar Omar Afa Asham, and Rabbi Elazar says an Asham. Remember, because according to Rabbi Elazar, Asham is locally Mechaper as opposed to the way we understand, which is not that way. HaPesach Bezmano V'Chatos V'Asham Bechol Zman. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, HaChatos Baal HaChet V'Asham Baal HaChet, Ma'chatos Psula Shelo Lishma. Afa Asham Pasol Shelo Lishmo. And the first Mishnah in Menachot is almost identical, except it's talking about, not surprisingly, flower offerings, Menachot, and not animal offerings. That's all, right? Kol ha Menachot shenek mitzvah Shelo Lishmon ksherot el Shelo alul b'ayim l'shum chova. Chutz mi minchas chote minchas knos. All Menachot have the exact same thing. So what are the two exceptions? So one is minchas chote, which is halachically equivalent for these purposes too, a carbon chadas, right? That's for an olivio, right? 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 Certain types of carbono, right, you bring at different levels, right? A poor person brings, right? Right? Brings the mincha. A mincha's kenos is the mincha brought by the sota, right? Which is brought, remember I said there's certain things that are brought for specific purposes, that's one, it's brought levarer avon. Right? The mincha's kenot is brought. Right, what does it even mean? You're bringing it, and it's not going to be mevarer, it's not going to be part of the process to check whether the sota was a sota, if it makes no sense, right? Minchas chote, minchas knos, shikim shalosh shman, nasim bekli lehilach, etc., etc. And then the Gemara gets in continuing Menachos, and the same is in Zvachim later on, is, what part of it, right, lishma, right, once we say you need to do things lishma, the question is, okay, when is Lishma? So how many avodot are there? How many avodot are there? How many avodot are there, Ariel?
Four.
Right? Shechita, Shechita, halacha, right? You can look. Right? By Menachos, there are four. By Zvachim, there are four. So the Mishnah of Menachos tells you, there is, right, by Mincha, it is, there's Kmitza, right? There's Nisina Bikli, there's Holacha, and there's Hakdara, right? So the Mishnah says, so Shekimtsan Shalolishman, if you do the Kmitza, right, meaning you take the original flour, right, the original, you know, handful of flour, like fingerful, whatever you want to, three fingerful, right? Three fingerful, I've mentioned this already, it's not, right? What is the consistency of a mincha?
The consistency?
Yes.
Mixed with oil, no?
Yeah, what is its consistency? How thick is it? No, it's not dough.
And syrup.
Nope, it's packing snow. Right? You put very little, and if you actually do it, you'll find out that flour mixed with the right quantities of oil are packing snow. So what you're talking about is, you know how you can make a snowball? Right? Like, that's exactly what you're doing. Because the halacha is you pick it up with three fingers, and you use these two fingers, right? The pinky and the thumb, to wipe it off. Right? It's not dough. It's not like hanging out of your hand. It's packing snow. Right? That's the consistency. Right? So if you do kmitza shlo lishma, but and then you do everything else, right? Vinasim bekliv like the shlolishman, alishman vishlolishman, shlolishman lishman psulos, right? It doesn't matter. Right? Start with lishma, then lolishma. Start with lolishma, right? We're going to get into all of this, right? But the point is lishma, right? And we'll get into lolishma. Okay. And then the Gemara says, Ketzach lishman vishlolishman, lishem in chaschota, lishem in chasnadava, right? You could also do it, right? Double, right? You could say, oh, I'm doing this for the right reasons and for the wrong reasons, right? We can all types of mixes that you could do in any of the four of Odo. Either by a karban or by a mincha. Okay. What is lishma, right? So first of all, what is lishma practically? Right? What is it? I'm debating whether to tell you this story. I'll tell you this story. It was fun, right? When I was coming back to Israel for my second year in the Kollel, in Gush. So I don't know why these stories always happen. I was at JFK or Newark, one of them, and Ora had mayor, and I forget exactly what happened, but Ora was nursing mayor in the bathroom. I needed to run use the bathroom. There was a yeshivish guy there. Sitting next to me, and we had our bags. I asked him, do you mind just watching our bags? And I came back, we started schmoozing. And I asked him, what? The airport. There's always happened in the airport. Everyone has a story at the airport, right? So I was at the airport, and we were schmoozing. And so I asked him, what do you do? Now, he did this wrong. You should never do this in life. It's just the wrong thing to do, right? As he said, oh, I learned in a yeshiva. Have you ever heard of a yeshiva? I'm like, oh God. Oh God. I'm like, yes, I've heard of yeshivas. I know what a yeshiva is. He's like, I was like, oh, where do you go to yeshiva? He's like, the Rosh Yeshiva is a person, Reb Tzvi. I'm like, okay, really, do you need to be this condescending? So I was like, oh, Reb Tzvi. Reb Tzvi Kaplan or Tzvi Koshelevsky. And he's like, oh, you know who they are? I'm like, yeah, I know they are. I was like, you know, they're both, you know, kachim places. Who's that? So he's like, yeah. I was like, oh, what are you learning? At this point, he's like staring at me, and he's like, oh, we're learning Zvachim. I was like, oh, what sugi are you learning in Zvachim? He's like, we just started the discussions of the Shema. And so I said to him, oh, so you just hit Mem Vavim with Beis, right? And he just stared at me. I'm like, look. I was like, I've been in a kachim kolel. Right, I've been learning Kachim for 10 years, right? I was like, I go to Gush. I'm wearing a polo shirt and I'm wearing khakis, right? I'm wearing Crocs, but you know, my Rosh Yeshiva also is from Beit Brisk, and yes, we also learn Kachim. Now, it's not such a big kiddush. Like, you should know this forever. Now you should remember forever that this sugya is mem vavam and beis mem zayin and aleph, because if you're learning kachim, this is literally how it starts, right? The first mishnah is about lishma, and then you have to immediately look at daf mem vav, right? This was always what Rai Reish from Shalavim calls a kiddush modern orthodoxy, right? It's like there's a kiddush Hashem, and then there's, you know, denominational kiddush Hashem, you know, I think it was the same trip where Ora and I were learning daf yomi at the airport. And some random guy just walks over to us and says, I don't know what you're doing. I don't know who you are, rather, but I want to sit next to the people who are doing this in the airport. And he just sat down next to us in the airport, listening to us learn Daf Yomi. It was very, very odd. Anyways, you know, it was really, it was awkward. It was awkward. Point is, this is like, right off the bat, this is the key. So the Mishnah, why it waits till Daf Mem Vav, I have no idea, right? But it does. And the Gemara tells you, what is Lishma? So Lishem Shisha Dvarim. There are six things that are Lishma. What are they? Hazevach. Lishem Shisha Dvarim Hazevach Nizbach. Right? A karban is shechted, is brought for six things. Lishem Zevach. Right? It's brought as a karban. Right? Lishem Zevach. Lishem Zoveach. Which is having the Bailim in mind. Right? For the Zoveach. Right? Meaning, right? You bring it having in mind which karban it is. You have it bring it having in mind who it's being brought for.
Right?
L'shem Hashem. Right? For God. L'shem Ishim. For the fire, whatever that means. L'shem Reach. L'shem Nichoach. Right? That it is a smell and it's a pleasing smell. Right? It's right. Meaning, L'reach Nichoach L'Hashem. When the Pasuk says, L'reach Nichoach L'Hashem, so the Mishnah divides it. L'reach Nichoach L'Hashem. The Ishim, for the fire, right? Is brought in on Al HaIshim, it's brought on the fire, right? Asher Al HaIshim, Asher Al HaIsh.
What does it mean to have Kavanah?
Asher, what?
What does that, what does it mean to have Kavanah? Again, right. You have in mind form, you have in mind.
Right, so if you, yeah, so what does it mean? I mean, you could look at the, right, now obviously each of these is a bit more complicated, but that's the basics, right? Rashi says, right, if you want to look in Zvachim, so Rashi says, L'shem Zevach, means lafuke shinui kodesh kegon l'shem zevach acher. Right, that's easy. Right, mean not shinui kodesh. Right, today we're going to really just be outlining a lot of things. L'shem kunui kodesh. What's shinui kodesh? Right, Raji just said for a different karban. Right, exactly. That's zevach. L'shem zoveach is lafuke shinui bailim. Right, they should have the right owners, not other owners. L'shem ish and l'shem reach. Gemara mefarsh lafuke mai v'yalef lamikra. I said, wait till the Gemara. So that's what we'll do, right? So I gave you the Gemara here, right? And then chatas va'ashem l'shem chait. Right, chatas and ashem have a seventh thing that they have to be brought for sin. And Amar Rabbi Yosi af mi shaloi beliba l'shem echad mikol ela kosher. Rabbi Yosi says it doesn't matter. Even if you don't have in mind any of these, it's fine. Shoot tonight bezdin shein machshav lechaz el achar ha'uved, because it's tonight bezdin. Bezdin programs it, and that it goes after the kohen, and therefore even if the bailim have the wrong kavana, right? Let's just take it the way Rashi understands, right? Even if the owners have the wrong kavana, it doesn't matter. We have a takanas chazal. How this works is very complicated, right? We maybe at some point we'll get to what tonight bezdin mean and how it works here, but. Leave that aside. But fundamentally, you should be bringing a carbon for six things. It's just that Rabbi Yossi says we...
What's
the coin?
I think the
coin
has to have...
Right, so that Rashi... I'm just going to say how Rashi understands this.
What does
right?
the Baal have in mind at all? According but, to
okay. Right, so according to this, really it should be the Bailim, right? But, right, we throw it on the Kohen, right? And therefore it's okay. But we're going to come... We're going to come back to these things, right? We're going to come back to these things. But let's just get the basic facts down. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Ola l'shem, ola lafuki shlem shlamim delo. Right, so let's just clarify each one. L'shem zevach means you don't bring an ola as a shlamim, right? Or thinking it's a shlamim. Ishim, l'shem ishim, what does that mean? Lafuke, kibava delo. Kibava delo. So what's kivava delo? So Rashi says amanas lazut chatichos sluyos begicholim, right? Meaning on condition to just make it small fried up pieces, right, of a barbecue, right? Like right? He said no, it has to be l'shem ishim, right? It's meant for the mizbeach, right? Right?
Oh,
right? L'ishim, right? For the ish on the mizbeach, right? Not stamazoy, it's not a barbecue.
That's
different than the Zevach. Zevach is for the Zevach is for the right karban, right? Zoveach is for the right bailin. Ishim is to go on the Mizbeach.
How can you go on
the
Zevach? Doesn't the Shem Zevach mean the
Shem
Ishim also?
Well, necessarily, right? Okay, fine. These are all the kavanas. How exactly are you going to distinguish? Okay. L'reach, l'shem reach, lafuke evarim shetzla'an v'he'elan Dilo. Right, what does this exclude? It excludes limbs that you roasted and brought. Why? Because you roasted them first.
They don't smell good anymore.
Right, meaning, right, it's that initial barbecue smell. Right, that's the point. Right, he says, L'shem Reach means that you have to bring it so that the original barbecue is al ha'esh. Right? You know, right, al ha'esh, right?
Is that a kavana or like a fact of what you're doing?
You know, right, it's also what you're doing, right? It's, you know, it sort of borderline here. What is nichach? L'shem anachas ruach l'Hashem. L'shem misha amar v'haya olam. It means you have to bring it for God. To bring, whatever that means, right? However you understand, reach nichach l'Hashem. That's what you're doing. You're trying to do what God wanted.
And this is different than l'shem Hashem?
What?
It's different than l'shem Hashem?
Yes. Because one is for God and the other one is to make God happy. How those are different, I don't really know. But okay, fine. Amar of Yehuda Marav, Chata Shach l'shem Ola Psula l'shem Kulin Kshera. The Rav's position, and this is something we'll get to, is that it's only you only mess up a karban if you bring it as the wrong karban. But if you bring it as chulin, right, which is meaningless, so then it's kasher. I'm realizing my time at the Rav. It's kachem in Israel, kachem mechalin, kachem and chulin mechalin, kachem. Because kavana for another kodesh redefines, right? Now this is something we're going to have to deal with, but already. What do you think this is based on? Again, I want to try to tease out the conceptual issues here. But is it there's a machlokes in the Gemara. Is kavana l'shem chulin better or worse than kavana l'shem karbon acher?
Better or worse?
Yeah. So here, so Rav says it's better. Right, why? Why would you say better? Why would you say worse?
Worse or even?
Possibly worse, but at least even. Right, why would you say it's better? Right, why does Rav say it's, right, why does Rav say it's better? I realize, yeah, why does Rav say it's better?
I mean, this is a positive shkita for a different reason.
Exactly, right? Meaning, clearly the way Rav is conceptualizing it is that the issue of Lishma is definition. And the only way to redefine something is to positively define it as something else.
Chulin's just neutral.
Right, chulin's neutral. Right? But why would you say that chulin is not a problem? Sorry, why would you say chulin is a problem? If you view Lishma as more what? A positive requirement to give it an identity, right? The more you think about lishma as preventing it from having the wrong identity, the easier chulin is because it's neutral. But the more you think lishma is not about preventing a negative identity, but about giving it its proper identity, right? So either another kachem will be better, or at least it'll be on par, right? But Rav says, look, it's and his lashon is meduyak. What does he say? He said, Lishma and lo lishma isn't about giving definition. What's it about? Bimachalel. Right. If you think that lo lishma is not a lack of a positive, but is giving it a negative, so chulin isn't a negative. Other karbonot are a negative because they're wrong.
There's an idea of, so you normally have das to define it as school, and you just...
Right, that's, right, that, and next week we're going to have to, or next, whenever we finish lishma, what we'll have to do is lo lishma. By lo lishma, the big question is lo lishma the lack of lishma, or is it lishma, right? And as we'll see, there's a very good reason in Psachim to believe that it's positive, because we're going to come up, I'm giving it away already now, right? But we're going to have things that are lishma, vishalo, lishma, in the same avoda, right? And that's where things get complicated. Okay. So then the Gemara says, Masiv Rabbah, Rabbi Yossi, Yaf Mishal, Hai, Belibel, Shem, Echam, Mikol, Eilu, Kash, Yeshud, Tunai, Bezdin, Taim, Mishal, Hai, Belibel, Klal, Hahaya, Belibel, Shem, Chulin, Pasol. He says, wait a second. Rabbi Yossi says that if you don't have in mind any of these, so then it's kosher, which implies that it's only if you have in mind nothing. But chulin is a mechalel. So Amar Le Abaye, no. Dima lo haya klal kosher umiratzeh. He said, maybe what he's saying is, look, if I didn't have in mind anything at all, it's kosher and em yotzeh. Ha'hay b'libi l'shem chulin kosher v'ein umiratzeh. But if I had in mind l'chulin, it's kosher, but ain't olu l'baylim. And Amar Le Azar chata shach l'shem chulin, Shera, Misham Chulin, Psula, Kedabai Mine, Shmuel, Miravuna, Minayan, Vesasib, Kashishu, Apostle, Shneamar, Vishachadet, Ben Bakar, Lefne Hashem, Ash, they Shchit, Lashem, Ben Bakar. Right? Then the Gemara brings another position that Achatas, that was Lashem Chulin, is also Kasher. Right? But if it's. Sorry. Okay, try that again. Amr Lazar, Chatas, Shashach, the Lashem Chulin, Kshera, Mishum Chulin, Psula. What does that mean? What is the difference? Right? So I'll read you Rashi. L'shem chulin is shiodeh shichatas v'shachat l'shem chulin. I know what it is. I just did it l'shem chulin. I know this is a chatas. I'm just shechting it as chulin, right? Why? Because I'm trying to be mechaled, but it's meaningless. And therefore, what do I have? The way Rashi understands it, I have in mind that it's a chatas that I'm trying to mess up, but I didn't mess it up well enough. Right? Mishum chulin is...
You don't even know what the thing is.
I think it's chulin. Right? If I think it's chulin, then what is it? Misasik. Right? He says it's not even... Why is it puzzle? Because it's misasik. What's misasik? Yeah. Right? Misasik is that... Right? It's as if I'm not involved at all. We'll have to get to misasik in a moment, what misasik means. Shneamar v'shal chadez ben abakar lefnei Hashem ashe shchit l'shem ben bakar amar lei zubi odenu hi la'akev minayin. Right? So I know that it's halacha. How do I know that it's ma'akev? Right? That if I don't do this, I'm not yotze. L'rtzon chem tizbechu l'daitchem zvechu. Okay. So then the Gemara says, shein machshav alech zelchar oved. Right, our Mishnah says that by lahalacha, whose machshava matters, the Kohen. But masnizim loki aitana, but that itself is a machlokes because there's a brisa that says aitana. Realize Rav Yosi shamati shabaylim mifaglin. I know that the baylim are able to do pigol, and Amar Rava my time. Realize Rav Yosi demar kravi kriv hamakriv, because the makriv, meaning the one who it's brought for, is the one who is makriv.
Pigol's when you're the wrong kavana.
Yeah. So, okay, pigle specifically, wrong time, correct, right? And your chayv kares if you eat it, right?
You have in mind the wrong time, or are you doing the wrong time?
You have in mind to do it for the wrong time. You have in mind to do it in the wrong time, right? You shecht amanat to do zrika in the wrong time, right? It's a very specific one. How chazal get there, we'll have to get to. What?
You really got to be a bum.
You mamish have to, yes, you do. Sorry, did I skip the line here? Yeah. Amar Abayi Relazer, Biyosi Relazer, Rabbi Shimon Ben Relazer, Kulu Sfir Lehu, Ze Machshava Veze Oved, that this Machshava and this one is the Oved, Havya Machshava. Relazer, Biyosi, Had Amar Relazer, Diznana Shochel of Kochavim Shchidaso Kshera, Relazer, Posa, Rabbi Shimon Ben Relazer, Diznana, okay, you know what, let's skip through this discussion, not spend too much time on it. Let's leave it for there. So the Gemara in Tzvachim on Membav tells you. So what are these lishmas? We just list them, right? But you already see what is lishma, just practically, basically. Before we get into the real lamdos, but what is lishma?
The minds for the car.
Yeah, meaning it's giving its definition. Let's be more meduak. It's giving its definition, and therefore there are multiple things to give it its definition, right? I define what carbon it is. I define who it's for. I define its purpose. I define that it's going to go in this bech. I define that it's for Hashem. And it's to make Hashem happy, whatever that means. Right? It has thick things. And if it's a chat, right, that it'll smell good. It'll be whatever. It'll be a barbecue for God and not a stom barbecue. Right? As idolatrous as that sounds. Right? And that, and what else? That, and if it's chatas or pet, right? If it's chatas, so chatas, I have a specific definition for it. Right? That certain things need extra definition. Right? Meaning for a specific chait. Now the problem is, right, that there's a whole nother sugya, right? Remember when I talked to this yeshivish guy in the airport, right? So when he said lishma, I knew he meant memvav. Elamai. There's a kasha. Because really, where should the sugya of lishma be?
Right after the
Daf Beis. And the truth is, not only does the first mission talk about lishma, but on Daf Dalid, there's a source number 4, the Gemara goes through a whole discussion about lishma and doesn't mention Daf Memvav. The Gemara says, "Minalan to be inan zvicha lishma." How do I know that I need to do shchita lishma? Damar krav im zevach shlamim karbanos. They zvicha l'shem shlamim. That it has to be l'shem zevach. The Gemara says, "How do you know?" V'dilma haynu shmaihu. How do you know that the pasuk says that it needs to be l'shem zevach? Maybe it just means that's its name. It is a zevach. Not I have to have in mind that it's a zevach. It just is a zevach. That's its name. Yidichsev hamakriv is dam shlamim, azorg is dam shlamim, loksev zevach, loksev zevach shmamina. Because sometimes we call it a shlamim, sometimes we call it a zevach. Therefore, you know that it has to be l'shem zevach. Great. Zvicha l'shem shlamim. Ashkachan zvicha shar avodos minhalan. So that's great. That teaches me shrita. How about the other avodos? V'chi tema leilef mi. Zvicha, malah zvicha shein nifshe l'shalolish l'shem ochlen bePesach. He said maybe you'll say derived directly from shchita to the other avodos. It's not true. There are certain chumros of shchita that don't exist by others, such as shchita by Pesach. By shchita of Pesach, there's another kavanah that you need to have, which is l'shem ochlen. Right, which, by the way, again, that's back to this notion that Pesach is different and it's different requirements because it's defined by tachila. One of those is that it has an extra kavanah. Ochlen, but only b'shchita. Why only b'shchita? Conceptually?
That's where you define the kasha.
Why by Karban Pesach, which is defined by being L'shem Achila, do we only have a chiyuv of an extra kavana L'shem Ochlin by Shechita?
Shechita makes it an
Ochlin. Yeah, because Shechita is Matar Achila, right? Right. Meaning, I told you that in Kachim there's great Lamdus, but the Lamdus is in the Gemara. There's no Achronim, like there's not so many Achronim to help you in Lamdus. It's in the Gemara. This is why Briskers love it, because you look at the Gemara, and the Gemara spoon feeds you Lamdus, right? It's right there in the Gemara. So Elamar Kra Hamakriv is Dama Shlamim Shnei Kabbalah L'Shem Shlamim. We have another pasuk that tells you Kabbalah. Lech Lachmanav Kabbalah V'Level Shchita Minam. Mishmini Kabbalah Kabbalah She Can Cause a Bizarre. So then the Gemara goes through this whole thing, right? Well, Shchita can be done by a non-Kohen, so maybe right. So Shchita has one up on other ones because it has added Kavanah by Pesach, but Kabbalah and the other Avodah would have a one up over Shchita because Shechita can be done by a non-Kohen, the other Avodah can't be done by a non-Kohen, right? Classic Gemara, right? Goes back and forth. You can't prove X from Y, you can't prove Y from X. Everything is their own Chumras. And then, right, you keep going, you keep doing. Chitim Alelef Mizvicha, Malazvich, Shein, Possel, Shol, Shem, Ochlan, Bepesach, Nemazvicha, Beshin, Kodesh, Nemazvicha, Beshin, Bailem, Mazvicha, Beshin, Kodesh, Lochi, Lakta, Benzvicha, Sharavodos, Avzvicha, Beshin, Bailem, Chalak, Benzvicha, Sharavodos. Right, then the Gemara says, well, after we finally end up comparing all four Avodos based on the Pesukim that we have, we do it for Shinui Kodesh, we do it for Shinui Bailem, we do it for everything, right? And the Gemara goes through a whole umbud of this, right? We're trying to figure out how do we know that all the different types of lishmas, lishem zevach and lishem bailim apply to all of the four avodos, right? It just goes to this whole, the whole sipur. Okay. Shkoyach, thank you so much. Okay. So here's what we have to deal with, okay? We've seen the basics of it. But what I want to do is try to get at least a little bit deeper into the conceptual background of what all this stuff is. So, what we need to do is a few things. One of the big questions, right, we've dealt with some of them sort of as we go through, but one of the biggest questions is, how is Lishma by Kachim related to Lishma and Kol HaTorah Kula? I mean, there are other things in halacha which require lishma. No, it doesn't need it. No. Ah, so let's be careful. Right? This has multiple levels to it. Certain things need das. Right? Reb Chaim makes this point. Certain things need das. Right? Which is loosely translated cognizance. Right? That's only to exclude things like misasik. Right? Right? Total lack of cognizance. I don't know what I'm doing. I didn't mean to do it. Right? Certain things need kavana. Right? Possibly mitzvot. Right? And then there's this thing called lishma. Right? Now, what is the relationship between these three levels? Meaning, what is the relationship between the lishma of kadshim, kavana b'mitzvos, das, non-misasek, right? This is the big question, right? We've seen that what? That karbonos need to be defined, right? It sounds like it's a different level, right? But is it really, right? Meaning, is lishma really just a fancy way of saying kavana b'mitzvos for karbonos, right? Or is it, what?
If you pass the mitzvah's truth as kavana, of course, the lishma would sound, I would assume.
So possibly, but... And this is what, you know, let me outline some of it as we go through it. It's not so pashut, because lishma has more than one purpose, right? And this is part of it. Kavana b'mitzvos. What does kavana b'mitzvos do? What is it defining?
As a mitzvah.
Why is it important? Or let me put it differently. I have kavanah b'mitzvahs to shake a lulav and esrog. What happens if I don't?
You didn't shake a lulav and esrog.
Yeah, what happened to the lulav?
Nothing,
it's a lulav.
Yeah.
Is it a palm branch?
Yeah.
No, it's a lulav. It's still a lulav. It's a kosher lulav. I could pick out of again and do it l'shem mitzvah. Right? 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 It's up. Kavanah b'mitzvahs is normally defining maisa. What is lishma doing? So it's not clear, right? It's not clear. It could be defining the chevtza, or it could be defining the maisa. Give me rayas for both. Okay. So now this
version of God, God is what? You'd say chevtza because of the
chevtza. Even just what we've seen, we're going to see more. But even just from what we've seen, give me a raya.
If the chevtza and the asham don't work, you think that'd be a definition of chevtza? Otherwise, why?
So maybe. Give me a very sharp raya.
existence of an unlimited being.
I mean, just by Carter Pesloff, you could say, if someone else eats from my...
How about try a very, very good raya from the position of Rabbi Yossi? What does Rabbi Yossi say? If it weren't for Tanai Bezdin, what would have been true? The Bailim could have had, right, could have messed it up.
They're not involved
in the Maisa, which means that the simple read of Lishma, right, according to Rabbi Yossi, is that
affecting the object.
It should be, right, more than just defining the action, but it's about defining the Maisa. Defining the Heftza, right? Elamai, right? And this is a point that we'll see already in Tosfos. Which sugya is that true for? Daf Mem Vav. What about Daf Dalet? What does Daf Dalet sound like it's talking about the whole time?
I'm really going to say Maisa, but I'm actually dead.
Yeah. It's the Maisa, because what is it talking about? It's comparing all the four avodos. And what is it saying, right? Think about it, right? The context of Daf Dalet is, right, how do I do Shechita? How is this like other Shechitas? How do I do Kabbalah? Who does the Shechita? Is it done by the Bailim? Is it done by the Nam? Is it done by Azar? Not by Nam? Right? Meaning, the focus is on the Avoda, not on the Karban. Right? So, just the simplest read is that Daf Dalet is focusing on Maisa. Daf Mem Vav is focusing on Chefza. But that already raises the possibility that Lishma might be both. And then it only complicates our question. Because I asked that the fundamental question you have to ask by Lishma is, are these Lishmas similar to Lishma and Kavana in Kol HaTorah Kula? The answer might be,
yes.
Like any good brisker, Tzvedinim, right? It might be, it depends.
Part of it is.
Right? It might be that the Lishmas that are more Chefza-oriented are unique to Kachim. The ones that are more Maisa-oriented, which are similar to like Kavana and Mitzvos, might be more parallel to that, or maybe not, right? So what we need to do next week is really, right now that we've laid out the theoretical, is really, right, is push through and say, okay, let's prove it, right? Not just like slummed us up in the air, right? But look at the Rishonim, there aren't so many, but look at these Rashi Tosfos, some of the parallel sugyas, and understand the extent to which Lishma, whatever exactly it is unique, to what extent it's providing something that normal Kavana is not. That's what we'll do next week, but it's time for Mencha.